It is my privilege on behalf of Father Joseph, the clergy and staff of the parish, to wish you and your families a most joyful Easter and Easter season. As you know, for us, Easter is not a day, it's a season, right? We celebrate Easter Day, if you will, in this octave, so for the next 8 days, including next Sunday. And then, of course, the Easter season goes on for 7 weeks, a long time, 50 days, time for us to let sink in what is implied in the beginning of our at the end of our gospel today, really, which is they didn't yet understand, and neither do we. Huh? So it's always a little bit surprising that we have Easter Sunday with no risen Jesus in the gospel. He's here, of course, and we have signs of his resurrection all around us. But the story that the church gives to us focuses on a different reality than actually the resurrection. And that is what it focuses on for us is Mary Magdalene, John, and Peter, and their experience and their faith, which in essence is what the scriptures are all about. A testimony of the faith of the people who were there, the people who actually experienced Easter. Now, most of us would say that we understand and we know what Easter is all about. But today's liturgy invites us to a little more humility. We join with Mary and the disciples who believe so firmly that they could accept the fact that of the resurrection, even though they did not understand. Again, the Easter season gives to us, in its marvelous liturgies and scriptures, an opportunity for ourselves to let the reality of the resurrection sink in and the consequences or the impact of the resurrection in our lives and indeed in world history. The ramifications of the resurrection are extensive. So if you want a risen Christ, you got to come back next week. The Mass scriptures especially will guide us, and I would encourage you to take advantage of them for the daily Masses and the weekend Masses as well over the course of this season. They will guide us in a wonderful reflection on the deeper meaning of Easter and why it is such a great celebration for us. To understand the resurrection, however, is beyond us. That's why it's a matter of faith. Like John, we see and believe. But Easter faith is not just an intellectual assent, but it is new life. We look back as the disciples did with regret. We have not lived as he did, and we have not lived as he taught. But today is not about the past. Christian faith in the resurrection is about the future. It's about who we can become because of Easter. Easter faith is about how we can live in harmony with one another, genuinely appreciating differences and what is possible when we work together with hope and love. Easter is a new beginning, putting aside petty quarrels and seeking the common good. Easter is about building families and communities with strong bonds and mutual respect. Easter faith is about our relationships and the witness of our lives to what he makes possible. Dying to selfishness and greed, living for the coming of the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. The greatest testimony to belief in the resurrection of Jesus comes from the apostles. Not their account of what happened, but their lives. From fearful and slow to understand, we see that they were dramatically changed on this day. They went forth and changed the world, courageously even giving their lives for the kingdom of God. As the earth gives new life all around us, let us then commit ourselves anew to this dream, to our hope, to the newness of life when we live as Easter people. Easter faith is not found in our thinking, nor in our coming to church today, nor in our understanding, but in our loving and our giving life. Let us be changed, our hopes and our dreams. With faith, let us too go forth from here and change the world.